instant illumination.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Dream big. All of us have a tendency to dream. We dream about all the wonderful things we'd like in our life, all the wonderful experiences we'd like in our life, all the wonderful happenings we'd like in our life, and we think, oh, hey, that'd be great, this would be great, that'd be great. And then we throttle ourselves down, we cut ourselves down and say, oh, I better be careful, that's bigger than I want, that's bigger than I can handle. Well, never worry. Never worry. You will never experience more than you can handle. You will dream more than you can realize only because you believe that your dreams are too outstanding or too amazing to be taking place in your life. And because you dream that your dreams are too big for your pocket or too big for your experience, you don't have them. Now, when a little child comes to his mother and says, Mother, there's a million kids chasing me. Now, if the mother is wise, she'll say, well, sweetheart, let's look out the window first before we go outside. And then they look out the window and they see two or three kids. Yeah, there's a million there, all right. You know. And then she goes out with the kid and says, okay, now you million guys, shape up. This guy is the boss. That's my son. And I'm behind my son all the way. Now, anybody got a suggestion in mind? She holds the baseball bat in her hand. Anybody got a suggestion? Anybody want to play with my son? Say hi.
Hi.
Anybody doesn't want to play with my son? Say what?
Hi.
And so, you see, his imagination of the million guys is fine because it teaches him to think big and to think great. And you say, well, that wasn't really true. And, of course, the mother showed a little bit of force on her side there. Oh, yeah, my dad can beat your dad. You ever heard that? You know, my dad can beat your dad. And some dads are kind of scrawny, and some dads are kind of big and brawny, but they can all fight very well if they wish. And most of the fighting is done over a can of beer. And I think that's the best way to fight. So when children go around dreaming big, dream with them. Don't dream them down. Don't tell them that's impossible. Don't say, hey, just be a little reasonable, be a little more modest, you know, a little more gentle there. But, Mom, I want a fleet of Rolls Royces. Well, come on, son, now, just get with it, you know. And what's his name? His name is Ike. And so Ike becomes a man, and he becomes a minister of churches, and they call him Reverend Ike, and he has a fleet of Rolls Royces in every city that he goes to. And his mom doesn't recall that. His mom doesn't remember it, but Ike does. And Reverend Ike says, Mom, you remember I told you I was going to have my fleet of Rolls Royces? Why, son, you did, didn't you? I'd forgotten all about that. I didn't, Mom. My dreams come true. My dreams come true. Like Martin Luther King, I have a dream, you know. My dreams come true. Well, Martin Luther King's dream came through, but he wasn't around to see it all happen, but it came through. And this is the way it is. We're not always around to see happen what our dreams are, but we dream, and we dream big, and we dream grand and fantastic and glorious, and let it happen. Now, this is what life is all about. Life is all about dreaming and dreaming big and dreaming fantastic. What do you dream for yourself? Are you a limited dreamer? You dream about human stuff, about mundane stuff? Or are you an unlimited dreamer who dreams about icons and images and concepts? Can you dream of the concept of the world? Sounds interesting. Can you dream of the world? Yeah, the world is a ball. Da, 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 yeah. See, right away, when we dream of something that is conceivable, it's difficult to be imaginative because we are unimaginative based upon what we see, what is there. But when we are dreaming about a concept or something that's beyond our imagination, then what do? Then our imagination takes flight and we take, in fact, on the internet, they had a little news broadcast. I didn't bring it up, but it said check in and know what the Hubble is doing today, what the Hubble telescope is doing today, what it's seeing today. And hey, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? You know, been up there a long time. Maybe it's seeing something, maybe it's not. But in any event, wouldn't that be interesting? Now, what could your imagination do? Your imagination could have the Hubble spacecraft, what do they call it? It takes pictures through this telescope. Satellite. The Hubble satellite, that's right. The Hubble satellite is up there, and what's it doing? Is it taking pictures of Mars and having all these little red people running around? Or is it taking pictures of Saturn, where men are from Saturn and women are from Venus? Or is it the other way around? Women are from Venus and men are from Saturn.
Mars.
When men are from Mars? Oh, no wonder men are so fantastic. In other words, but you see, what's the vision? What's the concept? What's the imagination that you have of Mars? And where are women from?
Venus.
Okay. And what is Venus all about? Venus de Milo?
No.
Yeah, probably. You know, she's got lost her arms in her head. I don't think that's the way women want to have it. But anyhow, dream. Dream of concepts. Dream of concepts for whatever you want. And if I say to you, and you do not believe me, because I say it to you and I know you don't believe me, because I can tell you don't believe me, I say that San Diego
is north from San Francisco.
San Diego is north of San Francisco. My goodness sakes, that's hard to believe, isn't it? That's really hard to believe. But when you can believe something like that, that's so ludicrous and so stupid and so wonderful, and why not? Why not? Why couldn't it be that way? It could be that way just as much as it's somewhere else, you know? Wouldn't the Venetians be the big charge out of this? I don't mean Venetian planet. I mean Venetian over in Venice, if San Diego moved in next to Venice. Wouldn't that be something? My goodness, it would change the complexion of all of Europe quick in a hurry. Although San Diego is pretty much laid back in many ways, but it would still change it, because all the Americans would go to San Diego and Venice. But can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what would happen? What if the Venice were lifted up and put into Japan and Tokyo? Wouldn't that be something? Can you imagine the Tokyoites with the Venice community in which they lived, how they would act, you know? Most interesting. Most interesting. And the Venetian Times from Tokyo rather than the Tokyo Times. Very interesting. These are the wonderful imaginative things we do. And the more you dream, the more you can build up your creative imagination, the more you can visualize that which is just a concept, the sooner the concept becomes a reality. Now, do you want the concept to become a reality? Do you want that sort of life for yourself? Do you want to live in a world that's filled with fabulous, unstable things? Well, if the world were filled with fabulous, unstable things, you can be sure you would be a stable being who is able to handle anything. Anything at all. And you know it. Just become a child again. Children can handle anything. They know how to handle whatever it comes their way. And they handle it beautifully and wonderfully and intelligently. You may not think it's intelligent, but they do. And they're very happy with it. And what do children do when the day is over and the night begins to fall? They run home to Mama. They say, Mama, what do we have for supper? Mama, I'm tired. Mama, can I sit in your lap for a little while? Mama, will you give me a hug? Mama? And Mama says, come right over here, my little entrepreneur, my little magic boy, my little person who loves imagination. I think you have just had the most exciting day in the universe. For when you were out at play, the world turned upside down. And you didn't even notice it. And that's the truth. Dream your dreams and watch them come true. Dream your dreams and realize that they're dreams that are out of concepts, not cut from the cloak of reality as we understand it, for that reality is an illusion that's constantly changing. But your dreams are cut from something finer and more beautiful. They're from a concept. And while the concept never changes, it may have a different cloak around it. It may wear a different robe from time to time, a different type of clothing that hide it from the trees and the jungle and the birds and the bees, like the company puts out here for hunting clothes. Silly. Wonderful. And you know, the only hunter, non-hunter among us, non-hunter, Ellen, she says, I think it's silly. They wear these clothes to hide from the animals, to hide from this, that, and the other thing. And the animals knew they were there all along. The animals smell them right away. The animals can tell right where people are. People can hide all they want. They can hide up in trees, and they can do these things. And the animals know, and they're not afraid. If they get shot, that's one way that they just move on into their next dimension. They take over a human body. Ha, ha, ha!
Why not?
Why not? Whatever. So, dream your wildest dreams and have fun. And just remember, you started them with me. I love you. I love you. I love you.